escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
Isaac Rop.
You've been busted. You lost your qualifications as section leader three times.
Jason Sukanik.
You're lucky to be here.
Your family name ain't the best in the Navy.
I'd like to bust your butt, but I can't. I got another problem here.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk. This sounds very serious. They are not.
I gotta give you your dream shot. I'm gonna send you up against the best. You two characters are going to...
Primetime on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080.
You guys are number one.
The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Friday. It's hot out there. Or is it? I don't know.
Is it?
I don't know why I said that.
It's 79.
Oh. It's not... You probably need to turn on your mic. I can hear you, but if you want other people to hear
I don't want anyone
to
turn
on your mic.
Yeah, 79,
you said 79?
79 degrees, according to my iPhone.
Not hot at all?
No.
That's not hot.
No.
That's delightful.
Okay.
It's your Sports Bros. I am Isaac.
Sada.
And Big Souk is right over there.
Right here.
Look at him.
Enjoying a nice, comfortable 79 degree day. Got my flippy flops on. Let's go.
So they're saying Monday it could be 100.
Yeah, supposed to get hot. Well, I don't feel like we've had the really hot stretch.
A lot of people are saying. But I tell you what, Shadur's still in there.
I think he's going to play most of the first half. I mean, he should play the whole first half, if not into the second. They don't have anyone else.
All he's doing is moving the chains.
He looks great.
Well, he's keeping him in the ball game. What he's doing.
He doesn't look awful.
No, he doesn't.
He's just...
He looks fine.
Looks fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple decent throws, a couple bad overthrows, but through the touchdown pass, he's been fine. I think that's a fair assessment. He looks fine. He's had a nice throw on a third down out of his own end zone.
We have big statue news coming up.
Yeah, why are statues so hard to get right?
Do we buy Arch staying at Texas? Joey Harrington will join us at 5:30. Like I said, I've got Harrington family sources who are disseminating information to me that I find most disturbing.
Oh boy,
about the Harrington family.
About to pin him down on this one, make him answer the tough questions.
That's at 5:30. Coming up tonight, club. Move over, fentanyl.
Mm.
That's right.
Fentanyl's old news?
Well, there's a new... What fentanyl was doing to drugs, there is a drug doing to alcohol. Does that make sense?
Okay, so I used to just be able to smoke some crack and not die, and now fentanyl came along, and I used to be able to just get blackout drunk, and now I'm going to die from it?
You could.
Ooh.
Yes.
Well, I'm going out tonight, so I'm going to
look, it's not good.
I'm going to need that report stat.
But it's a public service announcement.
Does it involve Malort?
Coming up at 6. No.
That's
but it
terrible.
Does start with an M.
Okay.
And we have the latest on the Ocean Gate disaster in a stunning turn of events. They're describing it as preventable.
Ah.
No way.
That usually is the case.
Well, I mean...
Who would have thought that building your homemade janky sub that was controlled by an Xbox... controller would possibly go awry.
All you need... it went fine for a while. It's just that the guy... You didn't need an investigation into this. No. All you needed to do was watch that Ocean Gate documentary to understand that this guy is a total boob.
Well, let me just say this.
And is a at this point, he's a murderer.
Yes.
He is.
Yeah.
He was negligent.
He killed the, including his own son.
He skirted rules. Yeah. All the whistleblowers that were saying this is not safe.
Yeah. Doesn't that make him a manslaughterer, not a murderer?
He silenced them.
That would be a manslaughterer. Yeah, he didn't intend to kill the people.
I don't think manslaughter is enough.
Well, I think that is the definition of manslaughter, though.
This clown.
Unless you thought he wanted these people dead, and then he brought them down there to do just
that. Including his son. Yeah, ooh. You can't.
Oh, there's Sanders, almost first pick.
Yeah, he tried to throw the pick. Yeah, you can't. How about this? If you are trying to go to one of the toughest places on Earth, and you decide to build something in your basement to do it, that's probably not the best. It's the equivalent of building a homemade rocket to go to space. I'm going to go to the bottom of the ocean. I'm going to go to space, and I'm going to use spare parts that I have laying around my house. That's usually not a recipe for success.
Isn't this more like the Bezos? Oh God, he's running backwards again.
Yeah, this is what he does. He likes to run backwards a lot.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Pseudo Sanders experience. And no, this is not like Bezos, because Bezos paid some of the smartest people and had billions upon billions of dollars. That's different than this dude who literally threw together something on a shoestring budget and was directly involved in it.
Well, he was a billionaire, wasn't he?
I don't think he was a billionaire. He certainly wasn't Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, he wasn't Bezos.
I'll get in the penis rocket. I ain't getting in this dude's.
Oh, you'd get in the penis rocket?
I think you can. Look, the penis rocket's more trustworthy than this we're having a.
Well, sure, but I don't know if I'm getting in either one of them.
Man, your vaginas didn't power the penis rocket to space.
I'll leave that to Katy Perry.
Yeah.
And her courage.
Gail King.
Yeah, so we've got a new statue of Tom Brady.
Yeah, it's
so
weird.
The Patriots are playing tonight.
Yeah, it's.
And.
You can't get statues right.
Well, it's a weird statue because his head is entirely too small and not proportionate to his body.
No.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if the arm was way too big or the head was way too small or both.
You ever seen that drawing that looks pretty good? Like you could tell the person's got some talent, but then they get to the hands and you're like, oh my God, why are the hands seven times too big? It's like that. His arm, it's just him raising an arm, and I feel like that arm is 9 feet tall.
Like they made it a leg.
Yeah. And then his head is like in Beetlejuice. Remember in Beetlejuice where the little guy shrinks Beetlejuice's head? It looks like that.
Either his shoulder pads are too big, making the head look small, or the head is just too small.
And look, I'm not a sculptor. Maybe just statues.
You're not?
No, I'm not. No. But like, I feel like, I'm going to say 7 times out of 10 when we reveal the statue, don't we all go, ah.
Also, Tom Brady is still very much alive, and the proportions of his body are available to any artist out there doing the piece. Why wouldn't you just have him walk in and get those measurements?
I really think that we got to start. Like, I think the ancient sculptors, I think, have spoiled us all. Because you go to Rome and you're like, dude, like old Michelangelo out there is laying out like this thing. You're like, oh my God, that's the most amazing work of art. And then, like, the guy that did Tom Brady's statue, his name is just, like, Steve.
Got my Michelob Ultra joints.
And, I'm sure Steve's fine. It looks, the parts of it look good, but.
It looks like him.
I think it does look like him.
I think putting it together is just harder than we realize.
It must be. But it does look like Tom Brady.
Yes, it does.
The head is small.
And the arms.
And the arm is huge.
Yes, the arm is enormous. That thing is like the fist of justice.
It's like an elephant trunk.
Yes. You ever been to Detroit and you see the Joe Louis fist that's in the middle of the city?
Yep.
I feel like they just took that thing and they were like, we've already got the cast of that. Throw that on Tom Brady.
Do you?
Fuller's like he had a good arm, right?
He did have a good arm.
Maybe for statues. Maybe they accentuate things. Like, is that a thing when you make statues?
So you accentuate the arm?
You accentuate the things that you want people to see most?
Yeah, maybe. And also, did they make him kind of look fat?
Oh, I don't think so.
No?
No, I don't think so.
He always had the...
he's got the rib pads.
Yeah. He always did look kind of funny in his uniform.
It's just I don't know. Look, it's Tom Brady. It's not the worst looking statue. It's just, I can't get over the arms and the head. It throws me. Although Brady had a pretty good one-liner. He said it's something for the Patriot fans to cheer and the Jets fans to throw beers at when they leave the stadium.
In the second quarter.
That's nice. He's doing bits.
Did you know that Tom Brady never took a snap, mathematically eliminated from the playoffs.
Ever?
That's pretty cool.
Isn't that wild?
I'll be damned. That is cool.
That's a sports fun fact.
That is a sports fun fact. Huh. Someone saying the Griffey statue at T-Mobile. Yes, good statue.
Yep.
Solid.
Yeah, isn't his hat on backwards?
No, he's swinging.
It's the swingman pose,
it's
right?
The swingman
pose.
How
could you screw up that up?
Nah, it's great.
I don't know. Tom Brady's just standing there and he screwed that up.
Yeah. It's weird.
That's true.
Yeah, there's some. Remember the Allen Iverson one? Dude, that thing was bizarre.
The Dwayne Wade one was a problem.
Yeah, the Dwayne Wade one was like nightmare fuel.
Cristiano Ronaldo was a problem.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Brandi Chastain bust from the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame.
It's not good. So be grateful, Seattle fans. The Griffey statue is one of the better ones. And I don't know if we'll ever get one in Portland, but hopefully.
Do we have any?
No, we don't have any.
Of sportsers?
No, we got nothing. Have you been to Moda? We don't.
We should have it. We've talked about this. But
we don't even have a restaurant.
The Lillard statue is coming?
Yes, the Lillard statue should.
It's coming.
You would hope. Yes. Or at least, you know, maybe you could do one. Like, you should do one to the, because they retired every number from the championship team. Do like a starting five of that 77 championship team. Like, you know, like a Miracle on Ice sort of thing, you know, where they're all up on the podium. Do something like that. Put it in front of the water fountain there. You know, throw something up. Statues are cool. We love statues. It gives people something to take a photo and put it on the gram. We need something out there.
Yeah, I do love a good statue.
And then if you could get me like two restaurants and a bar, I would appreciate that as well.
I think statues are better than, probably way more costly, but statues are better than like hanging, like retiring numbers.
100%.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No offense to the hanging number. You want the statue.
Yeah. They should do more statues and less hanging of
But it's just hard. That's all.
Well, it must be. Jace. Yeah. Must be.
Yeah.
All right. Up next, do we buy Arch is staying at Texas? 105 won the fan. You know, I was thinking about that Tom Brady fun fact.
Mm-hmm.
And it was that he never took a snap, mathematically eliminated from the playoffs.
Yeah.
I wonder, is Tom Brady the athlete with the most jaw-dropping historical stats or anecdote? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, you know how you get these great players in? Because we were talking about Ichiro the other day.
Sure.
And some of Ichiro's stats like that.
Yeah, they're silly.
They're insane.
Yeah.
Some of those old guys have a bunch of them. Yeah, like Tony Gwynn has a bunch of them. Greg Maddux has a bunch of them.
Yeah, like the number of times, like the strikeouts or, you know, that he, you know, there's always some sort of weird, how many times he missed a pitch.
Yeah. Like, I think there was a year that Tony Gwynn struck out 19 times, like, total.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The intentional walk one with Barry Bonds is like that. He got like intentional. Bonds has some walk.
Bonds
ones
has are, some wild numbers.
That are like what? I mean, we've brought it up, and it's hockey. But the Gretzky one is always the one that gets me. Is that? Well, I guess he's not the all time leading goal scorer anymore. Ovechkin just clipped it. But if you took away, because he's the all time leading, it's a nice pass by Sanders.
That's a nice pass.
Yeah, looks pretty good.
Good little catch.
He's the all time leading goal scorer, and if he had never scored a goal, he would still be the all time points leader. He has more assists than anyone has goals and assists. That's like one of those that is pretty silly. Yeah, this was like by far his best little grab there.
So Sanders, 10 of 17, 90 yards, one teddy.
Yeah, he looks fine.
He looks like he's not, he doesn't look overwhelmed.
It does not look like it's too big for him.
And his ball, I mean, it's not, yeah, it's not bad.
No.
I mean, he's not.
He's thrown two really nice balls that with a guy in his face that were well placed for first downs. He does not look overwhelmed, and that's about all you can ask for from a fifth round pick.
Maybe Tiger Woods.
Tiger's got some like the missed cut ones, and
or have you seen like that stretch of time over like 7 or 8 years over majors? He was like, his score was like 113 under par, and the next closest was like 94 over. Or
well, he
like
won
that.
A major by 15 shots.
Yeah,
I want you to think about that.
Yeah,
15 shots in a major.
And that was when he was, and that was still when he was fairly young.
So the cut streak was like 100 and, no, it was more than that, wasn't it? It was like 300 some?
Something ridiculous.
I can't remember. The one about Tiger that always sticks out, I don't know why I remember it, is that he won 5 straight tournaments 3 different times.
Run that by me again. He won
He won five straight tournaments three different times.
So he had three different stretches in his career where he just won five straight, like over a month.
Yeah, like imagine, so Scotty Scheffler's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine he wins five straight tournaments.
Yeah.
What would we be saying? Like, he, as good as he has not won five straight tournaments.
Winning five events in a year is a lot.
Yes. Five straight. Five in a row. Five straight weeks winning. Imagine Scotty Scheffler doing that and what we would be saying. Tiger did that three different times.
So I looked up seven absurd sports facts stats. And like this, so you mentioned Greg Maddux. Maddux popped up here. They said that Maddux faced almost 21,000 batters in his career. And of those almost 21,000 batters, only 310 saw a 3-0 count, and 177 of them were intentional walks.
Yeah, that's...
Dude, that's crazy. It's unbelievable.
Almost 21,000 at-bats, 310 3-0 counts, 177 intentional walks.
He just always got ahead.
Always got ahead.
He painted the black, baby.
This was Barry Bonds' 2004 on-base percentage. In 2004, Barry Bonds reached base more times than he had at-bats. He had 617 plate appearances. He had 129 hits on 373 at-bats with 232 walks. And he also got hit by nine pitches and reached on error six times. So that's, I mean...
So if I had,
he had an on-base percentage of 609.
So you have to walk into a room of people who know nothing of anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to impress them with one athlete's stats or these, what do you call these things? Like just these fun facts about
fun
certain athletes. Are you going Tiger? Are you going Bonds? Are you taking him Brady? Are you taking him Gretzky? Who you taking?
The Gretzky one really stands out.
The Gretzky one stands out because it's simple. If you don't know anything about
what if you have multiple? I'm talking about like the, all of their stats. Like Brady has some amazing ones.
Gretzky, if I used to have a t-shirt when Gretzky retired with all of Gretzky's stats on the back and like little fun facts like this. And again, it's hockey, so people kind of roll their eyes. But if you just explained the difference between him and everyone else, it's pretty silly. Another one here, they said Larry Fitzgerald had 29 drops in his career, 16 years. He had 41 tackles.
Yeah, that's a really good one. More career tackles than drops as a wide receiver.
Yes.
So he got more tackles on interception and fumble returns than he ever dropped passes.
Wilt Chamberlain in 1961 averaged 48.5 minutes per game. He averaged more minutes in a game than there are minutes in regulation. The 0.5 comes from games that he played that went to overtime. He never...
Just didn't come out.
He didn't come out. And then there's Gretzky, holds the record. That's, they're saying the career points, and that's the one we talked about. Brady in his Super Bowls. Tom Brady has a better chance to make a Super Bowl than Steph Curry has to make a three-pointer. Brady played in 20 full seasons in the NFL, and he reached the Super Bowl nine times, 45%. Steph Curry, three-point percentage, 43% for his career.
That's insane.
That's a good one.
There you go. Take that one into
because
that
we
room.
Know Steph's the greatest shooter of all time, and Tom Brady had a better chance of going to the Super Bowl than Steph had of
so
making
Steph
a three.
So Steph won three-pointer.
Yes.
So I will tell you, I'm going to give you this option. Be like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, imagine how dumb you'd think I would be if I laid this out
a
for
random
you.
Steph three.
I showed up on the show, and I was like, hey. I have an either or.
Yeah.
You have to pick one.
Yeah.
What's more likely?
Yeah.
Steph Curry shoots a three-pointer and makes it, or Tom Brady plays a full season and goes to the Super Bowl?
Odds are saying Tom Brady.
You'd be like, oh my God, Rob.
Yeah.
Give me Steph in the open
Yeah, give
three.
Me the Curry three. He'll make it every, you know. No, it's Brady.
Brady's got to go against 31 other teams. Doesn't matter.
And so they're saying the number one. By the way, Shedeur Sanders with another nice touchdown pass. Look, I will. He looks pretty good. And so the hype train is about to
here it comes.
Come off the rails. But as nauseating as it going to be, and we're going to try to make a preseason game against backups mean something. Look, give the guy his flowers. He looks pretty good in this game. I mean, he looks solid. They're going to try to make it to be more than it is, but he looks solid. Tip of the cap. They're saying the number one is Mo Rivera. And this is
what's that one?
So Mo Rivera, 12 people have walked on the moon.
Okay.
12.
I didn't know Mo Rivera was one of them.
Mariano Rivera in the playoffs has given up 11 runs. More people have walked on the moon then scored a run on Mariano Rivera in the postseason.
How many innings?
That it doesn't. 96 appearances. He showed up 96 times in the postseason. They won, what, 5 World Series with Mo? And he gave up 11 runs and 12 people have walked on the moon. That's just, that was their number. That was their number one. That was according to Student Union Sports and their 7 absurd sports stats / facts. I honestly think the Barry Bonds one might be my favorite. He had more at bat. He had more plate appearances or he reached more base. He reached the base more times than he had at bats. I love that one. That one's fun.
It's crazy.
That's a fun.
I saw a new one today that I'd never seen before. Rob, are you familiar with Calvin Pete, the golf legend?
Yeah.
I read today that he played over 1,200 rounds on the PGA Tour and only ever hit one ball out of bounds.
Really?
Which, I mean, to the everyman who goes out and golfs, to play 1,200 rounds and only put out of bounds once seems impossible.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you just never shanked one off the tee?
I guess,
yeah. Tiger's something else.
That makes me wonder how many times, like, Tiger Woods went out of bounds.
Sure.
In a tournament.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean...
You have to answer that right now.
Well, I mean, towards the end, that's like, he was bad towards the end. Remember, he was, like, duffing chips and... I don't know. That might be a little weird.
It's not a tracked stat.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, who knows? I would say during prime, I don't know. But towards the end, that may skew it a little bit.
I don't know. I think if I'm going into that room, I'm taking Tiger Nuggets.
Yeah.
Dude, it's unbelievable. And, you know, Brady's come. Okay, so Bonds come from steroids. Mm. Brady's come from greatness plus longevity.
Yeah.
Tiger's come from just sheer domination of his peers.
Mm-hmm.
He absolutely owned everyone out there.
Yes. He is.
Except for Y.E. Yang. Well, and who can own that?
Look, I know he didn't get to Jack because of the injuries, but he's the best to ever do it. He is. He's the GOAT.
All right. Well, we'll get to Arch Manning. I'll shove that off to Monday.
Okay.
Well, his dad said he's not. He's staying in Texas.
And everyone's like,
he will not be the number one.
Everyone's like, whatever.
Joey Harrington. Listen, I've got Harrington family sources telling me some things about the Harrington family.
A lot of people are saying.
He's going to need to address. And we'll get to that next when Joey Harrington joins us here on 105.1 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Now, from the George McCoy and Warren Allen Sports Desk, a SportsCenter update on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM.
Ryan Buckley with this SportsCenter update. First on the Fan in Major League Baseball, the Mariners have won five straight. They're a game and a half behind the Astros in the AL West. Tonight, the M's open up a three-game set against the Rays at T-Mobile Park. Luis Castillo is on the hill for Seattle. Former Beaver Drew Rasmussen gets the start for Tampa. First pitch is at 6:40. In the association, the Boston Celtics have signed head coach Joe Mazzulla to a multi-year contract extension. The terms of that deal not yet disclosed. We do have some more preseason football tonight. Right now, three games in action. You have Shedeur Sanders leading the Browns to a 14-7 lead. They're about to go into half. It's 1 minute left in the fourth quarter, in the second quarter, excuse me. Shedeur, 11 of 18 with two touchdowns. Meanwhile, the Falcons lead the Lions 10-7 at halftime. And in Foxborough, they unveiled the Tom Brady statue, and Travion Henderson returned a kickoff 100 yards to the house in his first touch as a Patriot. It is 17-0 New England at the beginning of the second quarter. More sports scores and stories in 30 minutes. Ryan Buckley at the George McCoy at Warren Allen Sports Desk. Hurt and missing work? Insurance companies acting like jerks? Don't call your mom. Call George McCoy at WarrenAllen.com.
Recruiting with Andrew Nemec, Thursday evenings at 7, after Isaac and Souk on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM. It's time for Who's Leading the Charge? A look under the hood at the coaches, players, and teams. Getting it done. Brought to you by Battery Exchange.
There's your speed depth. There it goes. Oh, there he goes. It's already a new season. The number two draft pick.
Travion Henderson?
That's right.
Yeah. 100 was
100 yards.
100 yards. That's how you, well, I mean, he doesn't have to worry about making a team, but yeah, it's like what you look for in the preseason. You look for your rookies to make impacts, and that's about as impactful as you can get.
Battery Exchange, reliable, affordable batteries for cars, boats, RVs, golf carts, and more. Online at batteryexchange.com, powered by Continental Battery Systems. Mention code BXT10 for 10% off.
Your neighborhood grocery outlet has the name brands you love, all at shockingly low prices. But do you ever wonder how we do it? Simple. We buy opportunistic items for less and pass the savings along to you. When a brand has excess inventory from packaging or manufacturing overruns, they call us. And because our stores are owned and operated by people in your community, local store owners can choose products from our inventory that they know you will love. So, stop by your local grocery outlet today and let the bargain hunt begin.
Grocery Outlet Bargain Market.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let's go.
You still got it, but your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey, it's Dusty. My family and I love Victorico's. The food is made from scratch and tastes delicious. With 19 locally owned stores across Oregon and Washington and a drive-thru at every one, it's quick and easy. Stop in or order online at victoricos.com. When you think of flavor, think of Victoricos.
Team for by Hims & Hers Health. Hims & Hers weight loss is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at 4hers.com apply. Wegovy and Ozempic are not compounded.
Trying to lose weight?
It's time to try Hers. At ForHers.com/radio, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored to you. These include oral medication kits and compounded semaglutide, the same active ingredient that's in Ozempic and Wegovy, but at a much lower price. So you can lose weight for less money than you'd spend on name-brand drugs. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits starts at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. Plus, the process is 100% online. If prescribed, your personalized plan ships free directly to your door. Reach your weight loss goals with help from Hers. Get started at ForHers.com/radio to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's ForHers.com/radio. ForHers.com/radio.
Waking up on Monday, coffee just can't quite wash away last night's six-pack of hams. But Tuesday brings the promise of making things all right. But you still drive to work in your family's minivan. The doctor calls on Wednesday, right before your flight, to talk about your colorectal exam. You're back to work on Thursday and your boss is all uptight, 'cause you didn't push your best-selling brand. But now it's the Friday drive, and it's story time. Yes, it's story time. The one time a week when you can truly plan to kick back and listen to story time. Yes, it's story time. We're pushing it out on every airwave we can. We're on both 105.1 and 1080 The Fan. Part of the Fans Global Sports Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joey Harrington. Hi.
Hi.
Good little open.
How are you?
Yeah, great. How are you?
Good.
Are you as good as
great.
Are you as good as Shedeur Sanders right now?
Is Shedeur Sanders good? Why? Did he just shoot 38 on the backside at Juniper?
Ooh. Ooh. Hey,
coming
dude.
Out dropping nuggets.
Dude, wait. Okay, we'll get back to Shedeur. Criminally underrated Central Oregon course, Juniper.
100%.
Why does no one ever talk about Juniper?
I don't know. It's a muni. It's always in great shape. It is a great mix of holes. It's fun. It's perfect.
A great mix of holes.
Yeah. Yes,
easy now, easy.
It's a good track. Yeah, Sanders is lighting him up.
He's 11 of 18 for 100 yards.
Well, he looks good.
But he does have two touchdowns.
11 of 18 for 100 yards is lighting him up?
Well,
he has two touchdowns, and he does not look overwhelmed. How about that?
He looks pretty good, okay. And Dion has already tweeted, God is good, and what now?
What now? So, again, we're going to try to make a first-half preseason game. We're going to try to make it out as he is the second coming of Tom Brady and or Jesus.
That's right. Now,
or he could simply be a mix of Jesus and Fergie. I mean, that has been done before, right?
That is true. Yes, indeed.
I picture you sitting out on that back little deck there at Juniper. Is that where you are right now?
You know what? We literally we pulled away, and I pulled into the general store a few minutes ago, and a lady was like, "Oh man, we just got over the pass, and we expected to listen to you on the radio." And I was like, "Oh, radio! That's right. Thanks."
Oh.
And so then, I turned my phone on.
Thanks, lady.
Yeah. Look at that yeah, out there doing the Lord's work.
You're at Black Butte then, huh?
Exactly. It's like Jesus and Fergie were at the general store, and they were like, hey, you know, just reminding you.
Central Oregon is it's a wonderful place.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Be out there in a couple weeks. Can't wait. All right. Yeah. So Harrington family sources are telling us, Joey, there's something we need to bring up with you. And it is
with
that.
Me.
Yes. We need. So we had a candy bar segment on the show the other day. Don't ask me why, but we
Ooh.
Did.
Okay.
And our sources close to your family are telling us that your mother's favorite candy bar is the Big Hunk.
Mm-hmm.
Can you confirm or deny this?
Okay, one, as her son, I cannot confirm or deny this. And two, I'm trying to figure out, like, who in the hell would know what my mom's favorite candy bar is?
We
that
have
would
sources.
Be in your...
Hey, we've infiltrated the family.
Yeah, we have sources. You've got leaks. You
infiltrated the neighborhood last time, and you know, and nothing came from that. Like that was just a bunch of malarkey, is what it was.
I'll tell you right now, the call's coming from inside the house. We've got sources. You've been infiltrated.
This is an inside job.
This is an inside job, and quite frankly, we're disturbed that your mom's favorite candy bar is the Big Hunk.
Was she like trying to lose a filling or something
exactly.
like that?
Exactly.
Thank you.
The Big Hunk, I believe that that is some sort of industrial spackle that's masquerading as a candy bar. There's no way that's number one.
The only thing that that candy bar is good for is like getting stuff out that's stuck between your teeth.
Yes. The thing is rough.
What's your favorite candy bar?
I'm trying to. My favorite candy bar? Okay. Yeah. Ooh, didn't we just do this segment a couple weeks ago where, like, did we rank candy bars?
I don't think so.
What did we do? We didn't?
You ranked meats.
We did some list.
You guys ranked meats?
We did
meat,
rank meats.
That's what it was. We ranked cuts of meat. Mm-hmm. I get those compelling segments mixed up. Okay, let's see. 100 grand is going to be in there.
100 grand's a delightful and underrated candy bar.
It is. It is. It is. God, I'm struggling here. Reese's peanut butter cups are going to be in there. Mm-hmm. But not Reese's pieces. Absolutely not.
Really? You don't like the Reese's pieces?
No, I don't. The top of my list is going to be a peanut M&M. I mean, it's just
nice.
That's
classic.
That's like it. Yeah, it's like a session. It's sessionable, right?
Yeah,
you can just sit down there and just like go through handful after handful of just quality peanut M&Ms.
Yeah, and they're dangerous because you can eat like 9 bags of them.
Yeah, what am I missing here?
Well, you got Snickers, Butterfinger. Very popular.
Yeah.
You got the Milky Way. You got the Twix.
A little while. Yeah.
Kit Kat.
The Kit Kat. Yeah. Where does Red Rope fall on your list?
That's not a candy bar. That's a candy.
All right, top candies. Is
well,
Red
so
Rope?
So does Reese's peanut butter cups?
Yeah, it's borderline. It's pushing because you could make that. They make a Reese's peanut butter cup in a bar form.
That's a candy cylinder or a candy sphere as opposed to a candy bar.
It's the same thing. But we're getting into like even M&M's is pushing it. But now we're getting into Skittle territory, and now you're not talking candy bars. Now you're just talking candy.
If I may nominate a candy that I believe is one of the most delicious on this world earth planet, I offer you the gummy worm?
Oh, so why would I get a gummy worm when I can eat a gummy bear?
I just love gummy worms. I absolutely
love
them.
Here's the real question. Haribo or Albanese?
No, there's only one gummy bear. And believe me, this has turned almost into a defining moment in my household. Because my sweetheart, who I love dearly but has crappy taste, insists that the Haribo is not the goat of gummy bears, and it's the only gummy bear that matters. It's the only one. That stupid Alpen, whatever that thing is, that's a trash-ass gummy bear. Get it out of here.
They taste very different.
Yeah, it sucks.
They're completely different texture, completely different flavors. Yeah,
it's Bush. It's Bush League. It's amateur hour.
I
and
will
she insists,
say, though, and I'm... And I'm generally Team Haribo. You can get stale Haribo. You can. Whereas you're not going to get a stale Albanese. And it has to do with the texture. It has to do with the squishable texture that is the baseline of Albanese is like super squishable, right? Yeah. And I like a little bit more of the firm Haribo, but they can be stale. I'm not going to lie.
Dude, I'm offended when anyone thinks that. Don't even get me started on the Black Forest. No, it's the Haribo or it's nothing. Get out of here.
Black Forest. They don't count.
No, they don't count.
They're like,
it's right out.
Yeah.
It's like saying that you like Twizzlers. Get out of here, you baby eater.
Twizzlers. Yeah. Why would you have a Twizzler when you could have a Red Vine?
Thank you.
That's the.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the same. I feel the same way. I have a much stronger stance when it comes to that than I do my chocolate candy bars. I'm open to some leeway there, but don't get me started on gummy bears and licorice. Twizzlers.
Where are you on the Hershey's bar?
Specifically just the Hershey's?
Yeah, you just the plain.
Like the bar, yep. Just the straight chalk. I mean, if you're making s'mores, great. Okay. You know, it's thin, it's meltable. But, you know, if you've had a few pops in the evening and you're sitting there and it's like, God, I really want to eat something that I probably shouldn't. It's in the closet. It's like, yeah, you know, cool. It's accessible, but I'm not going to go search it out.
Yeah.
Okay. I
feel like that's fair.
Someone texts our show and they said that your new jingle, it's not a jingle, your theme song that you created has a Ben Folds feel to it. And that's a great call. It does.
Wow. I could totally hear that.
Yeah. And Ben compliment. Folds is fan. It is a great compliment because Ben Folds is absolutely fantastic.
And it's, you know what? I think part of what makes it like Ben Folds-ish is the fact that I think my voice cracks on like one of like the times where I'm like trying to get to the other note where it's like, I can't really hold a tune. Like I can play my way through the music, but I can't sing, but like it does have kind of that Ben Folds quality. I can hear that.
You should have been a musician. Right, fair enough. A professional musician.
It's a warmth and humanity to your voice. I like it.
Yeah, and Ben Folds warmth has a little humanity. Mm-hmm. He's a little funny too. You know, he has little bits.
He's got bits up there on stage. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Shall we talk about something of substance outside of your mom liking Big Hunks?
Yes, I'm going to have to confirm that. I'm going to text her when we get off. I'm going to have to confirm whether or not this is true. Because,
tell her we're disappointed.
We're going to talk of something of substance. What are we talking about?
Well, we're going to talk about Oregon football. And
okay. Didn't we do that last week?
Well, I don't know. That's why you're on here. Isn't it?
Oh, I thought I was here to sing.
Yeah, let's do that.
Two things can be true.
Yeah. It could be both and. It doesn't have to be a but. It could be an and.
We're yes-anding right now. We're improv-ing.
Now, this may be a question I ask you each week. I don't know. We'll see how things go because it could be different each week. But what is, as we sit here today, what is Joey Harrington's biggest concern for Oregon football at this very moment? That's going to be the first question.
Do you want my answer at this moment, or are we going to tease this and come back after the break?
No, we need you to go text your mom about the Big Hunk. We'll come back, and we're going to talk a little Oregon football, okay?
Bingo.
All right, Joey Harrington, Mods PDX. More next on The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Oh man, what a jam. Ants Marching. I haven't heard this song forever.
Yeah, I don't catch a lot of Dave Matthews Band in my world.
It's for our guest.
Yeah, it's for our guest, Joey Harrington. He loves Dave Matthews and the Dave Matthews Band. So,
Wait, hold on. I just got a text. Hold on, I might be my mom.
Big All hunk. Right. Hot big hunk.
I'm putting you on speaker so I can check.
Oh, God.
No, I hope it's not my mom.
Oh. All right.
You got excited there for a moment.
So you text your mom.
Yeah, I did too.
If she doesn't get back to you, then we'll find out next week. But if you're just tuning in, sources close to us from inside the Harrington family are saying that Joey's mom's favorite candy bar is the Big Hunk.
And we're all judging.
So is this actually inside? I don't know. Is this inside the family?
It's close. I mean, it's.
I don't know how much closer we can
get. As close as you can get.
It's close. That's all we can tell you. We can't reveal our sources, Joey, but it's close. It's inside the house.
I think he's a little worried.
Yeah. Well, I would be too if I was exposing my mother as a fan of the Big Hunk bar. I mean, my God.
I mean, we have an image to uphold here.
Seriously. Come on.
Hey, real quick before we get to football, Ben, I was thinking about Ben Folds.
Yeah,
I love how
you're a pianist.
Before we get to football, talk about Ben Folds.
If you had to do,
what'd you call me?
You're a pianist. If you had to dueling pianos with any other pianist, who would you choose?
Ooh, that's an interesting question.
Because I think Ben Folds would be a lot of fun.
He would be a lot of fun.
Oh, he's awesome. Dude, you need to brush up on Ben Folds. He's great. You could choose a Billy Joel. You could choose a classical pianist.
That's the obvious answer. Is like you go to a Billy Joel because that would be, you know, or an Elton John because they'd be fun, you know.
You played with John Popper.
There's a story time. That's what I was going to say. There's a story time is when I got to Detroit, I got through the Lions somehow. This was like when I first got there, they're like, hey, there's this guy, his name is Bob Birch, and he says he's the bass player for Elton John, and he wants to know if he can wear your jersey on stage tonight. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, here's the phone number and call him up. And so I was like, all right. So this guy named Bob, he was Elton's bass player for like 25 years, and he was from Detroit, and he's like, I'd just really love to invite you guys to the concert, and I'd be honored if I could wear your jersey. I was like, sweet. Yeah. So we were sitting on the edge of the stage when Billy Joel and Elton John were doing the dueling pianos back and forth. And I was like, dude, this is kind of awesome.
Yeah.
So I've seen that, and that's probably what I would say is I would want to be part of that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That would be awesome. I was going to say maybe an outside if you want like a kind of a dark horse, and it's actually Billy Joel's hero, Ray Charles would be pretty stinking cool.
Yeah.
Ray Charles, but see now we're getting like, what are we going for? Are we going for like, who is the best piano player? Like, what are we like? Then I'm going for like Herbie Hancock, but you know Herbie Hancock would blow me out of the water. If we're going for the most fun, like maybe it's Ben Folds. I don't know.
Yeah, all right. Well,
that's a cool that one.
Getting to be on stage and watching Billy and Elton go at it while they were like do each other. I went to a couple of those concerts. Dude, that's an all-timer, though. That's an all-timer.
Two very different styles.
We were sitting, like, off the edge. So the pianos were back-to-back, and we were far, like, just out of reach of the back of Elton John. And you could see Billy's head over the top of his piano. And then all of a sudden, like, he crawls up on top when Elton is playing, and he starts, like, crawling at him like, you know, he's the Sex Panther from Odeon. And I was like, good God, like, what is going on here? And I was like, this is your welcome to this world kind of moment. And I was like, you know, just off the edge, just outside of that little, you know, it wasn't quite the piano threesome that we'd all hope for.
All right, so we're careening toward football season. It won't be long. And I may ask you this multiple times over the next couple of weeks just to see if things change, but what is your biggest concern regarding Oregon football as it stands right now today?
What is my biggest what? You just cut out, sorry.
Concern for the upcoming season.
Concern. Youth.
I can see that. Quarterback?
Quarterback, wide receiver.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not so, you know, we're going to get Noah back, but
you know, is he going to play over, you know, a couple of the transfer? Like, and I know that's not the, let's say we're beyond the, you know, the freshmen and sophomores play and have meaningful impacts now. But I don't know, when you've had the type of quarterback play that Oregon has over the last, is it three seasons mm-hmm. now? It's going to be different. It doesn't mean that's going to be bad. And it doesn't mean that it can't be explosive. It doesn't mean they can't win games with it. It's my guess is it's going to be a little bit less consistent, than what we've seen from truly like two of the most efficient quarterbacks that Oregon has ever had.
How young are they? Do we have any numbers on Oregon? I just mean in general. Like,
no, but I mean the three linemen that the line is very veteran, because the two tackles you brought in. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think Pregnong too. I think all the linemen you brought in are at least juniors. I actually think they're all seniors.
I'm not thinking. I'm also thinking wide receiver. I'm thinking of DeCorian Moore. Like
the wideouts are young. The tight ends are young. Yeah. The backs are experienced, and the defensive side of the ball, you've got some youth. So it's kind of a mixed, mm-hmm. it's a mixed bag. But your quarterback and your receivers and tight end, your skill position groups, for the most part outside of running backs, you're gonna have a lot of youth, and you're gonna need youth to kind of be the focal point of it.
Yeah, which, you know, in an age when, you know, you've got seniors transferring to new schools, that's not going to necessarily be to our benefit, especially at the beginning of the season.
So it just looks like it just looks more inconsistent.
Yeah, I mean, again, my point, I expect, you know, whoever it is playing quarterback, I mean, I think we all assume that it's going to be Dante, but whoever it is, we expect them to play well. I mean, they're all highly recruited, you know, players who've shown that they can play the game, but I think it's just going to be a little bit less consistent than it has been with Bo and Dylan, which, I mean, again, like what's your point? What's your measuring stick? You know, your measuring stick is a guy who broke the completion percentage record in college football, and the other guy was what, you know, the winningest quarterback in the history of college football, or had played more. Like our level of comparison at Oregon over the last 2 years is pretty ridiculous. However, and they're still going to be compared to that.
I would expect the offense to come out. I think they're going to be more run heavy. You got everyone, like, sure. I said, every one of your linemen, it is all those guys, the transfers you brought in were seniors. Poncho's a junior, Bedford's a senior. You're just going to come out. I think you're going to ram it down people's throats and then try to ease more into it a little bit. And you got a freak and a tight end in Sadiq, who is young but has played. I think he goes in as I think this is actually his third year in the program. I just think you're going to see maybe a more of a rugged physical. And look, it's not like Oregon. Everyone always talks about Oregon throwing the ball around. This has always been a you know, it would laugh when you say it's a finesse team.
Even in chips days, yeah, it was run heavy.
They run the ball, and I think there will be an emphasis on that. And then, you know, you take some shots, and, you know, actually kind of looking through the two deep, it really is a veteran. Yeah, there are position groups, and there's going to, like, DeCorian Moore is a freshman. You're going to need him to be big, right? Dante Moore, sophomore, you're going to need.
Especially because I think because we lost Evan Stewart, right? So Stewart's out. You're going to have to have young wide receivers making big plays from a young quarterback.
Yeah, and there's going to be a lot of young depth on the defense, but most of the starters on the defensive side of the ball, even some of the new guys that are kind of playing bigger roles, they've been there. I think this is more of this is the fourth year of Dan Lanning in that recruiting cycle. And so the transfer portal is great. You rebuild the offensive line with it. You went out and got, you know, Hughes at the running back position. But I think this year you're going to see more of the homegrown talent as the backups that are freshmen and sophomores. But the guys that are sophomores and juniors that are starting now, it's more of this cycle of Dan Lanning's guys that are kind of growing up.
All right. You think they're you feel good about 4-0 going into the Penn State game?
Yes.
Oh,
do
for
you?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
They're going to cruise.
Watch out for my Bobcats.
Into Penn State.
Yeah, it's a good team. All right, let us know what mom says, because we're going to need to...
I know, I just checked my text messages, and she hasn't responded yet.
Yeah, well, the olds don't... Nah, yeah, you know how they are.
She's busy. She's playing...
she's probably in the garden.
Playing Scrabble or something.
She's playing pickleball is what she's doing.
Oh.
She,
ooh.
Yeah. Pickleball wizard is
are you into pickleball?
I'll play with her, but I wouldn't choose to do it.
Why not?
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd rather play golf.
Hell yeah. A real sport.
Hell yeah. That's
a man's sport.
Hell yeah. That's some good sports.
All right. Have a good weekend, okay? Enjoy your time out there.
Yeah, we will. Okay, right. Bye.
Bye. Joey Harrington, he played quarterback.
Yeah.
Much like myself.
Mm-hmm. Before the knee injury.
Both at a high level.
I never played quarterback, unfortunately.
His segment's brought to you by Mods PDX. The future of building is here. Move over, fentanyl. We've got some scare tactics coming your way next. Club 1080 on the Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.